full nigga green at work here.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 67 of Chimp Out Radio. I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. Hey, nigger.
I command our black nigga soul back to the depths of hell.
Tonight, we're going to do Niggas in the News, and we're going to talk to the winner of the coveted Radio Contest Award.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by ChimpOut.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
And I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
So DJ, you've had a lot of odd jobs and strange jobs and different jobs in your life, right?
Yep.
Have you ever been a plumber?
No, I've never been a plumber. I've never done that.
That's probably a good thing.
Why is that?
Because they found a nigger fetus stuffed in a pipe in a house.
How could they tell it wasn't just a turd?
DNA evidence? I don't know.
What happened?
Police are investigating the discovery of a fetus inside a sewer pipe at a Kensington home.
Okay.
Police say contractors were working on a clogged toilet.
Oh.
She must have given birth.
Ugh.
Yeah, clogged toilet in the basement of a home when they found what appeared to be a human fetus in the sewer pipe. Well, okay, there's the first misreporting right there.
Scratch out human, it's a nigger fetus.
Yeah, it's a butt dumpling. Well, you know, she probably didn't know she was giving birth. She probably just thought it was a big shit.
Oh, God. Well, you know, what are those, like four inch wide tubes?
Yeah, I think a sewer pipe is 4 inch.
So if it was stuck in there, then it was a fairly developed fetus.
Well, police don't currently know the exact age of the fetus, though they say it appeared to be 3 to 4 months old, so that's a pretty good guess.
Wow.
They also won't know the exact cause of death until the autopsy is complete. I'd say it was a early rockfish. That would be my professional opinion.
That's a nigger baptism.
Well, maybe they were just trying to wash it off, and oh, fuck, motherfucker slipped. Shit.
Ew. Maybe it just clawed its way out.
I can't stand this yet, nigga pussy.
It was like a little alien. Instead of coming out the stomach, it just clawed out of the stank hole and went for a swim and never returned.
I guess I figured life in the sewers was better than where it came from.
Yeah, that was a smart nigger.
Yeah.
Well, here's the weird part, though. Police interviewed a couple in their 60s. Who own the home. They're investigating whether anything criminal occurred. So we know it's not them.
No, it's not them. There's nothing criminal about it.
No.
It's quite good. They should find the mammy and give it some kind of an award. It was probably like a previous tenant or something.
Well, they were renting the house. It says a for rent sign stood outside the home. Police say it's possible the couple who lived there may have rented a room to someone who was pregnant. But they don't know.
Well, how else would it get there?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe some random nigger knocked on the door, says, "Excuse me, can I use your bathroom? I really got to go."
Ugh.
Came in and gave birth.
And flushed it. That can't be, because niggers don't flush. I think what happened was it was just a nigger fetus that decided it was going to break into the house. It tried to get in through the sewer pipe and got stuck.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, they'd like to come down chimney pipes and shit. And like in restaurants, they break in through the ventilation ducts.
Chimney pipe. Wait, so it's like the nigger Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Comes up through the sewer to steal your stuff.
As always with niggers, it's something shitty and wrong.
Yeah, literally shitty. That could be a good setting for a horror movie, you know? Like, white people sit down in the toilet and all of a sudden it starts to rumble. And then this nigger fetus comes up.
It's a little nigger Chucky comes out and starts fucking stealing your shit and raping your dolls.
Yeah. It just, a little hand comes out of the toilet and grabs your wallet. And then that reaches up and flushes itself.
And then Fort Leaf says, "My dick."
This is Black Metal 84. When I'm not finding disgusting pictures on the internet, posting them on the forums, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Justin.
Police sick dog on nigger. Nigger bites police dog. This was brought to us by Whitey Ford.
All right.
In West Haven, Connecticut, Officer Scott Bloom was on patrol with his canine, Onyx, near the Rite Aid on Elm Street early Thursday morning when he noticed Roderick Lewis walking toward him. Lewis yelled out, "I need a bag of dust," referring to angel dust or PCP. I would just throw my vacuum bag at him.
Yeah, really?
You want some dust, nigger? Here you go. Blah, 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 blah. Onyx, the police dog, jumped from Bloom's cruiser and attacked the suspect. Good dog!
Yeah.
Latching onto his leg, according to police, but then Lewis did his own chomping, biting into the dog's side, police said.
Jeez.
Wait a minute. The dog bites the nigger's leg, and this nigger bent down and bit the dog in the side? Wow.
But he was hungry.
I can understand being hungry. A dog's a hairy animal.
Yeah. And there's not a whole lot of meat on the side. You know, if I was a nigger and I was going to bite a dog, I'd go for like one of the legs probably.
Yeah, get like a ham hock cut or something.
Yeah. But the side, there's no meat there. Well, you know how niggers love those ribs.
Holy shit. I'm actually surprised he didn't try to rape the dog.
Maybe he wanted to.
I mean, wouldn't that be a nigger mating ritual? The bitch bites the nigger buck on the leg and the nigger turns around and rapes her?
Could be. I don't know.
I mean, you've seen those weird animal mating rituals where, you know, one attacks the other and then they end up fucking anyways. That's nigger mating.
That's true.
Usually, you know, they're a little bit more civilized. They just punch the hoe in the mouth and then they rape her. They don't bite her first.
So do you think they were doing it doggy style? So did he get arrested?
Oh, yeah, he got arrested. Of course he got arrested.
Was the dog okay?
Well, the dog's probably going to have some serious medical treatment because he did get bit by a nigger. So he's probably going to need rabies shots, herpes shots, gonorrhea shots, syphilis shots.
An abortion.
An abortion, yeah. He probably did rape the dog, too.
Well, yeah.
But you know what?
What?
Next time that dog sees a nigger, that's going to be one well-fed dog.
You know in the cartoons when there's two cartoon characters stranded on an island and they start getting hungry, then one looks at the other one and it turns into like a steak?
Yeah, and the other one looks at the other guy and it turns into like a ham bone or something.
Right. Maybe the nigger saw the dog and thought it was like a giant hot dog. He just hallucinated the bun around it and he took a bite.
I'm sure he saw lots of buns, but
niggers in buns. Maybe instead of "I need some dust," what he was really saying was "I need, you know, some mustard for the hot dog."
Oh, he bit a fucking dog.
Yes, he did.
Fuck, I don't even know what to say anymore.
How do you, yeah, that's pretty strange.
Well, it is better than raping a pig.
Or a horse. Or a goat. Or an ottoman.
Yeah. Or AIDS-infested sheboons at the clinic in Africa.
Yeah. Was that a real story?
That was a real story.
What happened in Africa?
Oh, you didn't hear about that? There was a AIDS, I don't know what you call it, AIDS house for women infested with AIDS. They could go live there, you know?
Yeah.
To get them out of their village. And wherever it was located, the local nigger bucks from the tribe found out there was a bunch of fresh vagina in the area. Ugh. So they were breaking into the place and raping these girls.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And the girls were like, I don't know what's going on, dude. We tell them we have the AIDS, and they say, that's okay, because if I rape you, I don't get it.
What? That's the nigger belief?
Yeah, it was something fucking retarded like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. But they were breaking into this AIDS rest home, I guess, and raping the AIDS-infested women.
Jeez.
And it was like 14-year-old boys up to 70-year-old men breaking in there.
70?
Yeah.
So this was like a community project.
Yeah.
Like they all got together. Okay. Sunday's rape day. Come on. 14 to 70. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
How'd you like to be raped by a 70-year-old?
I don't think I'd want to be raped by anybody, but...
Actually, yeah, that's true. If I was going to get raped by anybody, I would choose a 70-year-old. Because it's going to take longer, but I just imagine it wouldn't be that bad.
Probably wouldn't be as violent, because the old dude can't move as fast.
You'd have a better chance of getting away, I would think.
Well, these sorry sheboons really didn't care to get away, I guess.
Yeah, they're not getting any. They got AIDS.
Yeah. You know what? Let them fucking niggers spread the AIDS all over the place. That's what they're good at.
Sit tight, Chippers, because we're going to be back in just a minute, and we are going to announce the winner of the Chimp Out Radio Contest.
They're bringing the flag by Mendoza, like the Nazi Evans. Everywhere I look, it really makes me sick. Me, that's a nobody. Me, that's a nobody. Me, that's a nobody with the Digger Busset.
Hello, this is DJ and Whitey.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
How's everything?
Good, real good. We're talking to Dead Nigger Storage, and you have the honor, sir, of having dethroned me in the arcade. Well done.
Thank you. It was difficult, to say the least. Pretty high bar you set there, and it was tough.
It's not supposed to be easy. So what was the one game that put you over the edge that put you as number one?
I don't think I actually did. I think what happened was I had tied you, and then I think Say No to Niggers might have beaten one of your scores, and then that dropped you down. I'm not sure.
I think that is what it was, too, because when I went to bed last night, I was still at 15, and then I checked it just for fun today, and I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
He beat me.
You got demoted.
Yeah, I remember what happened like around December, January, something like that. I've been spending more time in the arcade because I guess the forums were getting a little cluttered or whatever. So
sure.
I started playing, and then I just thought, you know, whoever's the king of the arcade should maybe get an award or something. I suggested it in the forum, and then once the award got given out, there was kind of like a feeding frenzy. Everybody kind of descended on the arcade.
That's right.
And I had, like, I think at that point I had something ridiculous, like 25 high scores.
Mm-hmm.
I go to work and I come home and I have, like, 9 high scores, you know?
Well, that's sometimes what it takes to get people motivated. Throw a little prize out there and
sure,
and get the competition going in all of them.
Yeah, I thought it was great because, it really, you know, it's a lot of fun bragging rights, all that, and gets everybody kind of focused on something. So I tried to get a few of them back initially. But it was just too crazy because every time I'd get one back, then Stoop would be in there and he'd get it right back. And it became a thing where it was like I had to do a tactical retreat for about a month and let the dust settle.
That's right. So have you tried playing that one that takes like a whole fucking day?
What, the Scrabble?
Yeah, the Scrabble one.
Oh, that's insane.
I know.
The game is insane.
It is insane.
Yeah, you really, if you want, you can just sit there and do three-letter words for, you know, 4 days straight and get the high scores. I don't know how they designed that.
I don't know. It's kind of stupid. It's more like an endurance thing because it's not hard. You could play it indefinitely. It's just a matter of not going insane while sitting there for that long.
Isn't Scrabble the one you crashed?
That's the one, yeah.
you were saying it started leaving blank tiles on there for you, huh?
Yeah, and then they would randomly just disappear. It was weird, and you couldn't play them. So it made the game even more challenging at that stage until it just got to be ridiculous. Because every time you play, then it moves everything down one level, and it just got fucking insane.
A few of those games definitely are just about attrition. If you're willing to sit there and waste your entire night, then you can get the high score. And apparently, I'm willing to waste my entire night to get a few high scores, as I see a lot of other people are.
If you get the high score, then it's not a waste.
I was going to say something about that. Can't you guys spend your time more productive, like watching porn like normal guys?
Well, you can do both. You know, we have windows. Nothing wrong with that.
Porn only takes one hand. Video games take two. So
yeah, exactly. If you're doing a point-and-click game, you can watch porn and play at the same time.
Well, what happens when you got to rewind?
Well, you know, then you pause the game. Some of the games have pause features.
Okay, so which game do you hate the most out of that whole arcade?
Oh, God. Let me think. Leopardy is pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah, it is.
What is, how about Clock Legends? How gay is that game?
I hate Clock Legends.
What is the fucking point of that game?
It's some inside joke, some meme that started on Newgrounds, I think, of some clock thing. I looked it up once, and I was like, you know what? That is, who would write a fucking game just for some inside joke like that?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
The same guy wrote Hard Truck Game.
It's the same guy. Now we know.
That's pretty bad. See, the thing was, I liked the competition. I think it was cool that Stoop got it all. And then I'd actually, I listened to the episode just yesterday about the awards, so I was like, maybe now's a good time to get back in there.
Sure.
The thing is, I think the main strategy, what's going to happen is whoever wants the throne, be it you or me or Say No to Niggers, they can just go in one night and get it. It's going to have to be like a blitzkrieg attack where you get like 5 or 6 high scores before anybody notices, because I think any one of us could get it if we really focused on it.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and I think that's what's going on right now, because if you check it, then Say No to Niggers has been busting ass lately. He got a couple just tonight.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely, like, he's a friend of mine, so I know.
Oh, okay.
He's definitely focused on that. But there's a couple that he just can't get. He has trouble with a few of the games that he just can't do. Like Makai Spear Toss. That's actually my favorite.
Really? I hate that one. What is the secret?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Oh, come on. All right, fair enough.
Well, it doesn't matter. He already dethroned you.
Yeah.
But that's temporary. He can get it right back.
I can, actually.
Yeah, but
he put that Space Invaders pretty high up there.
Yeah, I did. And then I stopped because I'm like, oh, that's a good buffer. I'm ahead by a couple of games. I'll just play it later tonight. And then I came back and you already fucking beat me.
That's what we were looking. We were keeping an eye on you. I called up saying no niggas. I'm like, he's in there. What's he playing? You know, Space Invaders. You know.
Hey, you know what? Hey, shoot me a message. I'll tell you what he's playing. I'm an admin. I can see what he's doing. I'll go in there and like knock something over on his game, so it fucks his score up.
Nah, I think it's good though. I think because the arcade was kind of like a ghost town, and you know, once the award got put in, I think it's fun for everybody now. You can go in there, and the games are kind of stupid. Some of them.
But
with the award attached to it, kind of gives people a reason to, you know, visit the site more and just have some fun with it.
Yeah, that was kind of the idea, just shake things up a little bit. And you know what? We have 65 games in the arcade, but if they're in a certain format, if you find a cool game on the internet, let us know and we can add it to the arcade.
There's one called Bloxors that's pretty fun. It's like a you roll a block around. It's a real mathematical, kind of like a Tetris meets Qbert kind of game.
Okay.
It's more mathematical. I'll PM one of you guys the links to a couple of them. I'm not sure how the format works, though, for you guys to put it on the site.
Well, that makes two of us.
We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're definitely cool games, and they keep score, and it really, you know, it actually is enjoyable to play and requires a bit of intelligence. Something like Tribal Olympics. Did you even try that one?
I fucking hate Tribal Olympics. Brewski was really good at it.
What is Tribal Olympics? Is it like the 100-yard dash with a TV set?
Almost.
Right? What, they just drop like a skull and your character has to swing a bone at it and see how far you hit it? I mean, I guess it works for the site. Cause that's what niggers do in Africa all day when they're not chopping each other's heads off, I guess. But
that's right.
Or raping each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they found out that cures AIDS, so.
Well, there you go.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's logical. Makes sense.
Some of the games really need to be taken down because they suck so bad, like Gauntlet 2.
Yeah, we're going through the walls is pretty bad on that.
Yeah, it's not a real official Gauntlet game. It's something that somebody made. Just some kid probably made it in his high school class. And it's it's terrible. It's so glitchy. The only way to get anywhere that is you can like accidentally walk through walls, and it's just stupid.
Well, I started doing that to save keys.
You have to
go through the wall. What's another bad one? I think the Numeria one's pretty bad.
Oh, the one that bugs me, because it takes like a fucking hour to play it and it's so slow, is that Blitz World War.
Oh, God. And how about the soundtrack on that?
Oh. Give me a kiss before you leave me. Shut the fuck up.
Very bad.
I might have to go in there and start playing some of these retarded games just to see what they're about.
Do it.
It's
you guys sound like
sad,
you're having fun with it.
It is
I can't
fun.
Tell you how many nights I was up till 6 in the morning playing them because I just had to have that high score.
Again, dude, the porn.
There's only so many times you can beat your meat, though, man. Eventually, you've got to do something else.
That's true.
And what better than to be the reigning king of the arcade at Chimp Out?
Speaking of which, you dethroned DJ, and we had a radio contest award going. So it is with great honor I am here to give you the first radio contest winner award. Congratulations.
Well done.
Wow. Wow, thank you, guys. That is quite an honor. To be the first recipient of any award, to be a groundbreaker, pioneer in my field, is certainly something that I'll take with me for the rest of my days. I'd like to accept this award on behalf of all of my fellow Chimpers. And thank you both for the award. And DJ Stupnagel was certainly a worthy challenger, and I look forward to ongoing battles with you in the arcade.
It's not going to happen because you're banned. As of now.
Wow. Wow, I knew
something was fishy. Competition.
Yeah, that's the part of the contest we didn't tell you.
Can I keep the awards with me, though?
No.
Can I take them on other websites?
No.
No, we're going to delete your profile, too.
And this episode will never air.
That's terrific. Yeah, that's cool. I'm sure somebody else. It looks like Sengel the Niggers has really got his eyes set on it.
He's close. He's at 10 right now, and you're at 14.
Well, the thing that I really want now is I think I'm going after Yahtzee.
Good luck.
I think I already tied Miss Ann. I know all the admins really have a hard on for Yahtzee, so I think it would be nice to take that one.
Somebody showed up named Baboon's Ass, and he's been in Yahtzee all day.
He actually, you know what? Yeah, I saw that. He actually went in and beat my Trivia Blitz score today.
I saw that, yeah.
Right, and I went right back in and beat his. I got a perfect score. It was like just a total lucky run I had to get it back in the first try. But I was looking at those guys. Some of the guys took like 45 minutes to finish the game. It takes about 3 minutes because they're Googling all the answers.
I know. That is so lame.
Like, this is that. I mean, I understand we're geeks and all for, you know, doing it, but these guys are Googling answers to the trivia game. They can't, they're not even in a position to get the award. It's just that single game, and they're still Googling answers for a trivia game.
I know. They're the ones that need to be doing porn.
Yeah.
Watching porn, not doing it.
That was kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
So, wow, all right, I got the awards. This is, I mean, I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm floored by this. That's the first ever, so that's quite an honor, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. We're glad you did.
I'm actually putting the awards on your profile right now.
That's awesome, man. That's definitely cool. Because I don't know. I see people, the awards, man. You guys, how many do you have, Stoop? You got like 14 of those things.
No, I don't know. I've got a few, mostly just for like shit I did back in the early days of Chimp Out.
Yeah. That's good. There's a lot of like people really like those awards. I mean, you can see like people really like whoring for them too in some of the, in the award sections or, you know, the questions and comments. People really love those awards, man.
Yeah, they do. I know.
Congrats, dude.
That's cool.
Yeah, thanks, well done. Guys. Yeah.
Hey, you earned it.
Well, for now, I mean, I'm sure it could be anybody. I can go to sleep tonight and Scoop could have it back tomorrow.
No, I'm not playing anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, but you got the radio contest winner, and you're the first one of that.
That's a biggie. That's quite an honor.
I actually made that award, so if you like it, let me know.
Hold on, I'll take a look at it right now. Let's see.
Yeah, if you don't like it, then Intolerant made it.
Let's see. Hold on. I have to check. It's going to show up. Wow. Yeah. A flying watermelon slice. I love it.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, that's perfect.
I took a Wingstop logo and just put the watermelon in there and put some words on it.
Oh, yeah. That's great, man. No, that looks terrific. That's a good job there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, great job. Wow. Look at that. I don't even know what to do. I want to show it off.
It is an honor, and it's prestigious.
It does, yes. It does carry some prestige with it. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
Yeah, 36, yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, playing video games, I would assume you were like a 22-year-old kid, but obviously you're not.
No. Mentality of like a 15-year-old.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so, I mean, it fits right in. I mean, I work... You know, all day. There's nothing to do. So what else? You know, what better to do than play the arcade?
Yeah, have fun defending that title.
I am.
You
got
to announce back now.
On Chimp Out Radio, I'm going to officially announce my retirement from the arcade.
Yeah, go out with a bang. Good idea.
I'm going out on top.
All right. Yep. That's the way
I'm not going to rule out a comeback down the road, but for now, for the foreseeable future, I want to spend more time with my family and more time watching porn.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. You guys keep up the good work. You're doing a great job.
Hey, congratulations, Dead Nigger Storage.
All right, fellas.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chimpers. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm kind of glad to have the whole arcade thing behind me. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't go visit it, because we are adding new games. We're in the process of looking for new games to put in the arcade. And if you've got a submission, send it to one of the administrators. And if it's in the proper format, we'll have it added to the arcade. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out. And be sure to congratulate Dead Nigger Storage for being the first recipient of the coveted Chimp Out Radio Contest Award. Don't forget that Chimp Out offers free speech hosting for $10 a month for your blog. If you've got a message you'd like to get out to the public, be sure to talk to one of the administrators about setting up a blog for you. They do an awesome job, and that is cheap hosting. You will not get banned
for speaking your mind.
Tiger, tiger, that's all right.
Keep listening, because soon we are going to announce that we will be having another live show coming up real soon. We'll probably announce the date for that on our next show. Also, we might not be sticking to the weekly broadcast thing because it's been a lot of fun, but Whitey and I have personal lives, believe it or not, and weekly shows maybe not be coming out. So watch for us about every 2 weeks like we used to. We're going to have a lot of new guests coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, Chimpers, stay tuned, be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any niggers.
Tiger, tiger.